Puccini's Tosca is an iconic role that's been performed by all the great sopranos, including Maria Callas and Renata Tebaldi, and it is the 21st role Sandra Radwanowski will have performed at the Metropolitan Opera. We're listening to her sing something from Il Trovatore. She's also tackled and excelled in some of the big, fiendishly difficult parts in the soprano repertoire, including Donna Anna in Don Giovanni, Leonora in Il Trovatore, and Amelia in Un Ballo in Maschera. And you can see her as Floria Tosca now through January 29th. I'm very pleased that she could join me today to discuss playing a first major Puccini heroine on the Metropolitan Opera stage. Welcome.
Thank you.
I should note that this isn't the first time you've sung Tosca.
No. No, I sang it actually for the first time this season in Denver, Colorado in April. And that was part of my trilogy of three new roles in a row.
Well, Denver, I've never been to the Opera House in Denver. Yeah. I'm assuming it's a lot smaller than the Met.
A lot smaller and a lot less pressure singing in Denver, Colorado, as opposed to New York City. So.
Well, what about the other opera houses that you've performed in? You've been at Covent Garden and La Scala.
Absolutely. Very fortunate.
Do they all demand different things?
I think a lot of the demand I put on myself. Definitely the pressure because I want to be perfect. I want to give a good show because the audience pays a lot of money for the tickets.
And isn't Tosca considered a particularly demanding role?
In many ways,
is it,
yes.
Is it so challenging because of all of its vocal demands or the dramatic side?
Both, actually. For me, vocally, it's not as big of an issue as it is. Well, also acting. I think the whole issue with singing Tosca, especially at the Metropolitan Opera, is the ghost of all the sopranos past that have sung it. And everybody, it's one of those roles that everybody has an opinion about. And everybody has an idea of their ideal Tosca. And I'm trying to stay true to the book, the play, La Tosca. And she's young, she's frivolous, and she's often played as this demanding diva, which I don't think she is.
Although they call her a diva in the opera.
Well, because she's the prima donna. You know, she's famous, but she's young. And she was a country bumpkin that just happened to have a talent.
So you didn't go back and listen to the way Callas approached it?
Absolutely. Callas for me is my icon. And
because she's such a great actress?
Well, yes. And she was she was a great actress, I felt. And also, she was not afraid to make an ugly noise when it called for it. And it wasn't always all about the voice. She was the whole package. And Tosca, for me, is a very special opera because I heard it. It was the very first opera I heard when I was 11 years old with Placido Domingo. And I said to my mom, that's why I became an opera singer. I said to my mom, I want to do that.
It takes a long time to actually get to the point from 11 to when you can sing opera. Most opera singers mature rather late, don't they? It takes a little while for your voice to actually get to the point where you can do a role like this.
Sure, absolutely. And the voices that sing Tosca, I think, take a little longer, as I say, to bake. The lighter voices usually can start a little earlier because their voices develop quicker. But dramatic voices, the voices that sing Tosca, the voices that sing Wagner and things like that, take a little long, I think, to really hone in their art, and they don't come into their full voice until I think their 40s normally.
How do you go about deciding on your interpretation of a character, especially when you're choosing to do something that you do want to make your own?
Well, there's a process that one goes through, and through the director, working with the director, working with an acting teacher, working with your voice teacher, and everybody has, especially this role, is so specific on what people want. And just going through the text, really, and reading it and seeing what kind of character she is.
But you also, for example, you performed it in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Probably with different singers. Absolutely. In a different state, different director.
Different concept.
How much
too.
Does it change? Well, how much does your performance change?
Well, this production of Tosca here in New York is slightly updated, and it's not to everyone's taste, unfortunately.
All the reviews have been great, but I think everybody said you, in fact, the three principal singers have
yes.
gotten rave reviews.
Well, they really were a great, tight-knit group, and that makes a huge difference when you are doing an opera like this, because this is Verismo opera. It's like the conversation we're having right now. You talk, I respond, I react, I respond. And unlike singing Verdi, which is oftentimes they suspend time when you sing an aria, time just stops, and it's my inner dialogue. But this Tosca is just a conversation with all the characters.
Well, it's based on a play, and it feels like a play, only
Absolutely.
People are singing.
Yeah, exactly. We're singing the words, but, you know, it's real time, and that's why I love Puccini so much.
Although most of your work has been with Verdi.
I know. Well, now that I've grown up a little bit, I'm taking on a few Puccini. I've done two other Puccini roles, too. I did Suor Angelica and Manon Lescaut. So this is my, a few others, Mimi and Musetta as well, La Bohème.
Many of the, in operas, many of the sopranos are tragic victims. You see Tosca that way? She does kill herself in the end.
She does, because I think she has no other option. So I guess she is a victim of the circumstances, and she had a very bad day. She really had one very bad day.
Well, this is all over. This pretty much it takes place all in one day.
All in one day, yeah. Well, and into the morning of the next. Is she a victim? I try not to play her as a victim. I feel she's just a woman that unfortunately was caught in between by a very evil man, and I wouldn't call her a victim.
I read an interview in which you said, I like arias that are kind of sad. I don't like singing happy stuff.
I don't. I'm a very happy person in life, very sunny.
So you don't do the comic operas?
Oh, gosh,
Mozart
no.
wrote a couple of great ones.
Oh, I'm not funny. I did Die Fledermaus at the Met 2 years ago, I think it was, and I just walked off stage and I said, I'm not funny. I'm not, and a lot of people agreed. So,
so let's talk about Vissi. Date.
Sure.
I have lived for art.
Live for life.
That's the big aria, and it comes in the second act.
Yeah.
And it's a real showstopper, and you actually have to stand there for a while and look like you're still involved, despite the fact that the audience is applauding and yelling, bravo, 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 which I'm sure makes you very sad.
Well, I will tell you, opening night, I stop for one moment because the applause was so overwhelming. I have never received that kind of ovation here at the Met. Thank you, all of the public. And was so moved and taken into the moment. I'm singing Tosca at the Metropolitan Opera, and who else has sung this hit the Met? And I started crying. I thought, no, don't do that. I got to sing some more.
Well, you must think about what the words mean.
Absolutely.
Here you are, Radvanovsky, and you're singing Italian all the time.
I know. I know. Who would have thought a little Czechoslovakian girl would be singing all Italian music?
From the Midwest.
From the Midwest, I know. And lives in Canada. So there you go. But it's overwhelming, really, if you stop and think of it all.
Well, I wonder about that aria, because sometimes when you know that you're going to have the big thing coming up, it's in the second act.
Yeah.
Is it in the back of your head? Or,
no, never.
You just wait for that moment?
I try, and I had an acting – I was a theater major when I was in school at UCLA in California, and he always said to me, live in the moment, because if you telegraph to the audience what's going to happen, then it ruins it for them. So you really – it's difficult as a performer, because I know what's going to happen, and I have to think ahead to my next line that I'm singing. But I really try to live in the moment, and that's difficult.
My guest is Sandra Radvanovsky, who stars as Tosca in a new production at the Metropolitan Opera. It's running through January 29th, and if you want information about tickets, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. One of the things that is special about Puccini is his orchestration.
Yes.
Singing over that.
Yes. Well, and it's...
Does it help because it's just so striking in its own right?
Well, it's so moving as a performer because for me, I find Puccini's music just beautiful, his melodies. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, they leave the theater humming the tunes because it is hummable music. He was the pop composer of his time. And so to be able to sing that, and with the orchestra, yes, it is louder, fuller orchestration than, say, Verdi, because Verdi is more um-papa, and this is more these sustained lines. So you have to give it, as I say, a little more welly to get over the orchestra, but it's still exciting. And to hear that thrust of sound coming at you, nothing like it.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you seem to prefer the Italians, and even when you're singing an Austrian like Mozart, you're singing him in Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Italian your favorite language? Are you one of those opera singers who can also do Russian and German?
I've done German. I've done Russian. I've done an opera in Czech.
Was a Janáček?
No, I did Rusalka, Dvořák. I've done Onegin, Eugene Onegin in Russian. And I've done Die Fledermaus in German, as well as a few of the smaller Wagner roles.
Do you have to know what the words are?
Yes. And that's the difficult part, because you can learn just your words, but then it would be a very much a one-sided conversation, like you and me talking. If I didn't understand what you were saying to me, but I speak Italian, and I really feel that Italian fits my voice the best, and I love it. So I'm very lucky that I love what I get to sing.
You also have some brilliant singers with you here.
Yes.
Marcello Alvarez. Mm. You've worked with him before?
Yes, we did Il Trovatore last season at the Met, last season. And we did Il Trovatore in the Arena di Verona this last summer. And we will be singing in the Il Trovatore, which will be in the high-def movie theaters in April of this year.
If Scarpia doesn't come across as a really scary person, the whole thing falls apart. And
yes.
Falk Struckman is extraordinary.
I've never seen a better one. He scares me, I have to say. He hurts me, and he scares me. I have the bruises to prove it. But it's wonderful to play off of him because he is so dark on stage, and he's willing to just go for it. He goes 100% into it.
You have a new CD that we played from Verdi arias.
Yes.
On the Delos label. How different is it performing and on the stage and just going to a recording studio?
Completely different, night and day, really.
A lot of pianists have told me that they prefer the concert and they wish that they would just be recorded, because even if they make some mistakes, in the end, the feeling is so much more important there, and the momentum, and that perfection that you get in the recording studio, in some ways, almost they feel takes the juice out of it.
Absolutely. Well, the audience gives you energy. There is a vibe from an audience that you cannot get standing in a recording studio. And I also feel that, especially with my voice, I need a bigger venue for my voice to read, because standing close to a microphone, I feel that it doesn't really get the quality of my voice that you hear in a big hall. And that I find with a lot of large voices, they don't necessarily record the best. But I have to say that we had great engineers. But it's just not the same. It really isn't the same.
Well, what about that voice? You have a big voice.
So I've been told.
Did people know that from the start that this was something special here, a special instrument?
I was very lucky when I started singing at 11, which is crazy, but... I had great people, even in the Midwest, guiding me and saying, pulling my mom and dad aside and said, listen, this girl has talent. And I sang in my first opera chorus when I was 13 in Carmen. I was a smoke girl at 13. But they always said, and I was then in college in choir, and I was told in choir to please stop singing so loud, and actually told to just move my lips because I always stood out. So,
and then when you did Mimi in Richmond, Indiana, your first full opera role, you were asked to tone it down there too, because you were drowning out the orchestra
and all the other singers. So as my mom said, you were born with your mouth open, Sonder, and you haven't shut it. So God bless my mom.
You hit some pretty high notes in Tosca, but is it true that you enrolled at the University of Southern California as a mezzo?
I did. I started.
And you
as
do
mezzo.
Have you do have some mezzo range in this. Is that why it's so demanding? You're going from pretty low to very high.
Well, the role of Tosca actually does fit in the parameters, I would say, of a lyric soprano or a lirico spinto soprano, which is a type of soprano. But yes, there are some low notes. And actually, in some of the Verdi I sing, I have a lot lower notes, but because Verdi is so demanding of a singer and wants you to sing the very extreme ranges of your voice.
What about some of the other demands? I've heard that you broke your arm during a performance.
I did. And recently, actually, in San Francisco, I was mugged and tore the ligament in my right leg.
Not on stage.
No, not on stage. The day before a show, the day of the last show, then I'm walking around with a little splint on my leg, barefoot, and the lovely tenor, God bless him, fell on my foot, my bare foot, and broke the toe in the same foot. Oh, no.
Are you working on another CD?
That we are in talks about another one. So hopefully this year we can get into a studio and record it.
And you mentioned that you live in Canada. You're in Toronto.
Yes.
Does that mean anything? As I understand, most opera singers are booked 10 years into the future. They know where they're going to be in the year 2021.
Not up to 21, but I think we're into 16, 17 now. So,
are you home very much?
No. We call it our expensive storage unit.
And your husband, is he also a singer?
He studied singing, but he's my business manager and travels with me.
And I understand that there's even a wine that was named after you in Canada.
You know,
they must be very
that?
Proud of you.
It's a great wine, too.
What grapes?
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon, and the vineyard is Alvento is the name of it. It's great. An honor.
Sandra Radvanovsky doesn't whine when she's singing. She is starring as Tosca in the new production at the Metropolitan Opera through January 29th. And as I said before, ticket information is on our show page at WNYC.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.